This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Right now, we are going to continue our coverage of mental health clinicians who are striking to protest worsening access to mental health care at Kaiser Permanente. This time, they're striking in San Francisco. These are psychologists, therapists, and social workers who work directly with children. And they say that they have been demanding increased staffing due to the decline of available services and long waits for appointments. But they say Kaiser has repeatedly ignored their requests. We did invite Kaiser to join us. They declined to be on the line with us, but they did send us a statement, and I will read from that with our guest, Haya Rifka Meyerson. Haya is a psychologist who has worked at the clinic for 7 years. Hi, Haya. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. Well, I also have my colleague here, Sarah Phillips, who's a social worker and works directly with eating disorders, so I hope that's helpful to you in our talk.
Okay, great. Thank you. So can you just give us a sense of what is happening right now? You and your colleagues are striking in San Francisco, specifically for children today.
Yeah, it's specifically for children and teens and families, and it's specifically for our clinic in San Francisco. Kaiser as a whole is having problems in providing services for their members across the state, as we know. In San Francisco, it's particularly poignant because we have one therapist for every 4,300 families in San Francisco. And it's become a crisis where 70% of our services have been discontinued in child and family services because of the lack of staffing. We've had increased wait times to get in to see a therapist, as well as increased wait times just to come back to see the therapist again. So we're really at our wit's end, and we've tried for 2 years to ask for more staffing, for more services, and we've been ignored.
You have one therapist for every 4,300 families?
Yes, who are Kaiser members in San Francisco. That's correct.
So when a family member calls for a child, let's say a child who is suicidal, how long does it take for that child to get an appointment with a therapist or a psychologist?
Depends. There are people, they have different people answering the phone these days, and if they're saying they're suicidal on the phone, they might get in within a month's time. If they are acutely suicidal, they're directed to go to the emergency room. It's really too long. It's too long for people who are in that level of need, and it's too long for people. Parents call when they've run out of resources. No one really wants to call a therapist if you're a parent. And so by the time they do, they're really needing help. So whether they're suicidal or anxious or depressed beyond the parent's ability to care, or the school's worried about the child in the classroom, there's just no excuse for waiting any length of time for children, especially in such a vulnerable population.
So they might have to wait up to a month. And so the parent really doesn't have any choice but to possibly find an outside therapist and pay out of pocket or go to the emergency room, which can also be very expensive.
They usually go to the emergency room, and it's expensive, and it's also frightening, and it's unfortunately, it's sometimes their only choice because an in-person therapist in an outpatient clinic isn't available.
You have Sarah Phillips with you, who's a social worker who focuses on eating disorders. So what is it like for children who have eating disorders who need to see a therapist or a psychiatrist?
Well, I am the only eating disorder therapist that's employed in our clinic, and I'm part-time. And that's the bare minimum that Kaiser is mandated to provide for care, and that's what they're doing. So, eating disorders are complex. They require intensive treatment, even at the lowest level of care, and we're really not able to provide that with the resources that I've been asking in the 2 years that I've been here for resources, for appropriate resources that they have at other Kaiser clinics across the region. And for some reason in San Francisco, it's falling on deaf ears. A lot of times, the first time that I interface with a child or a family is when they're in the hospital, and the child might be emaciated and at risk for organ failure, and it shouldn't have to get to that point in order to receive appropriate intensive treatment.
Sarah, when you say you're part-time, what does that mean exactly? I mean, how many hours a week can you actually spend with patients?
So, not only am I part-time, but I'm also tasked to go to the hospital and work as an inpatient when there's a hospitalization. So when that's occurring, I'm only in the outpatient clinic 18 hours a week. Otherwise, I'm in the clinic 28 hours a week.
And can you tell us, when we're talking about youth with eating disorders, how common is this? I mean, how many calls do you get, I don't know, per week, for example, from youth who need help with this issue?
Yeah, it's incredibly common, you know, and it's the comorbidity with other mental health issues is also quite high. So not only do these kids suffering from eating issues, but they also have anxiety and depression, a lot of times suicidality and cutting. And it's hard to say an exact number because, you know, it takes a lot of specialized knowledge to treat these kids and help these families. And, you know, sometimes I think a lot of eating disorders go unidentified. And, you know, that's part of the reason why Kaiser needs to have more people with that clinical lens to make sure that these kids are not falling through the cracks.
Sarah was saying to me the other day that she had a family come in and they had to wait 10 weeks. How long to see you?
I think it was 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is like a young child who has lost significant weight, who is restricting their calories to a very unhealthy amount, and throwing up. And, you know, these parents are they don't know what to do, and they need help, and they need help now because of the medical risk involved.
And Haya, same question to you. When we're talking about kids who are suicidal just in San Francisco, and we're talking again just about Kaiser, how common is this? How many calls come in about children who are suicidal?
I don't have an exact number for you in terms of the number of calls that come in, but what I can tell you that is that our acute services for that treat kids who are more suicidal, who have just come from a hospital or who call in with some kind of suicidal risk, that number has tripled in the last year.
Wow.
In terms of the number of families that we're treating. So let's say 3 years ago we had maybe 10 people in a program, a 10-week program, and now we have anywhere closer to 20 at a time, which in a room, so let's say you have a kid with one or two parents, it can be 40 to 50 people in a room. So they've tapped out our service. We just don't have enough staff to help enough people and help all those people. We really need a dedicated staff, and we've been asking for it consistently as the increased demand or the demand increased, and we've been seeing this happening. And unfortunately, the people who are in charge of hiring people haven't been listening, and it's really quite heartbreaking. Every day crying, they want to get help, they've been waiting so long, and then we have to also tell them that we can't see them for another month or 6 weeks depending on what's going on, or we just don't have groups for them. And that's also heartbreaking, and we feel like we're not doing the job that we were trained to do, that we were hired to do. And so we're really, that's kind of the state of affairs we're in. For the kids who are suicidal, they are still being seen, but they're coming in with more and more risk factors. It's something here.
Wow. You know, I've been wanting to do a show about this because I've been reading about the numbers going up. You just said the number has tripled in the past year. We're almost out of time, but what explains that?
I don't have an answer for you on that one. I would love to know the answer. It's just kind of what's happening in the city, and I think people have reported that in the region too. And we don't have an explanation factor for you, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we can only imagine. But it's something that's happening with everything else that's going on, and the general psychiatry needs, general therapy needs have also increased. So it's across the board. Mental health needs have increased for children and adolescents.
I'll say with the population that I work with, eating disorders. A very concrete change is the presence of social media and how that can impact comparison and lead to things like eating disorders. So we see that as a changing cultural dynamic that's putting these kids in harm's way, unfortunately.
Wow, yeah, I've heard that from an emergency doctor I recently met. We'll definitely do a show about that. We're almost out of time. We're speaking with Chaya Rivka Meyerson, a psychologist who has worked with Kaiser Permanente for 7 years, and Sarah Phillips is a social worker. She works with kids with eating disorders. We did invite Kaiser to join us. We've done a number of shows over the past year with Kaiser therapists and social workers and psychologists who are going on strike. Kaiser denies our request to actually come on the show to engage in a conversation with you, but they always send us a statement. And this statement I just got this morning is from Ron Groper. He's Senior VP and Area Manager with Kaiser Permanente Greater San Francisco. He says, "We have increased our child therapist staffing over the last several years and are aggressively recruiting to fill all open positions, despite the shortage of qualified mental health professionals in California and the county." What is your response to that, Chaya?
That's absolutely not true. We have no increase in staff for the past 7 years that I've been here. In fact, if people have left, they usually, previously they would replace those positions, but unfortunately in the last 2 years they didn't, and the only way they've replaced those positions is through a formal grievance process, which is complicated to explain, but they haven't increased any staff. They've replaced some staff who have left with pressure from us as staff members, which, by the way, is not something I really want to do with my time. I'd rather just see patients, not write letters to various managers. I don't know who Ron is, but he hasn't been in touch with us on the ground. And I don't know where that comes from, because we're asking for more staff now. We need about 5 or 6 more clinicians now to become more fully functional again. But I haven't seen, I don't know what he's talking about, but I wish he would follow through with what he's saying, because we would love to have those therapists, and we'd love to, or for our psychiatrists to have more support as well. So it's not the truth.
And in our final minute, we'll continue to do this, and hopefully Kaiser will come on the air to talk about this. This is a one-day strike in San Francisco. Your colleagues have also gone on strike in Santa Rosa, Sacramento, and other cities. What's next, Chaya? What are your plans from here on out?
Well, we did this strike in San Francisco because our clinic has become probably the worst in the region, and we used to be one of the best.
Wow.
And it's really a staffing issue that's specific to San Francisco for our families in San Francisco. But this is, it is part of a bigger picture as well. We don't have a contract. We've been in negotiations for a contract for over a year. It's not specific to that that movement, but it is specific to our clinic. We don't know what's next. We really don't, but I think it's at risk. There has submitted her letter of resignation. We hate to have to leave the clinic because we're devoted to our families, but to be honest, if we're not doing the work we're hired to do, sometimes we feel like we have no choice.
Well, we will continue to cover this issue. Thank you both for joining us. Chaya Rivka Meyerson is a Kaiser Permanente psychologist who's worked with the clinic for 7 years. Sarah Phillips is a social worker who focuses on eating disorders. And they are striking in San Francisco today over worsening mental health care for San Francisco children. This is Your Call. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar.